CRTV.
As Cameroon grapples with the challenges of establishing an operational democracy, many political actors are increasingly indulging in actions that threaten the country's very existence as a nation. The Constitution of Cameroon has attempted to unite a diverse country under a banner of common ideals. Tewi Lambif, in today's viewpoint, posits that partisanship fueled by an upsurge in tribalism is fast turning Cameroonians against one another and against the principles cherished by the founding fathers.
The African Athletic Championship, currently taking place in Douala, Cameroon, has been in the limelight not for the records that are being broken by the athletes, but by the lack of proper transportation, inadequate facilities and poor topography in the respective disciplines of the athletes. Cameroon Sports and Physical Education authorities have clearly attributed the reported organizational lapses to technical loopholes, which are the responsibility of the national and continental bodies in charge of the athletic championship. However, it rekindles the debate over the aftermath of the sports infrastructure which the country put in place during the Africa Cup of Nations. At that time, Cameroonians were making a mockery of some images that circulated on social media showing the state of utter abandonment of stadia that were used in a neighboring country during the Africa Cup of Nations, which it hosted a few years before Cameroon. Instead of treating this lightheartedly as a subject of humor, it should have served as an alarm and wake-up call for Cameroonians to be conscious of the fact that maintaining the quality of the infrastructure put in place on the occasion of Cameroon's hosting of the Africa Cup of Nations is a collective responsibility. There should have been strict surveillance of how the current infrastructure is being used. Already, there were pictures of vandalism of some seats in some stadia during the competition. Some football fans were seen standing instead of sitting on the seats in the stadia. And in some host cities, constructed and renovated roads and streets have been serving as hawkers' markets, garages for motor mechanics, while builders use it to prepare concrete, sand and cement. Somebody needs to promptly call such irresponsible acts to order, and measures to ensure a rational use of infrastructure had to be reinforced at the very beginning of the use of the hard-earned infrastructure that caused taxpayers a lot of sacrifice. A complementary and potentially more cost-effective approach is to improve the utilization, efficiency, and longevity of the infrastructure. In short, to make the most of the existing assets by means of optimal operations and maintenance. In reality, there is negligence, as the current operations and maintenance practices in Cameroon are often seriously deficient. Maintenance is all too often neglected because some observers have noted political bias toward funding new infrastructure. And as a result of maintenance backlog, existing infrastructure deteriorates much faster than necessary, shortening the useful life. A proper solution will require a step change in the management of the infrastructure. In fact, such a transformation is feasible by increasing the utility of infrastructure by frequently hosting sports events, thereby decreasing the total cost of infrastructure by reducing operation and maintenance cost and mitigating environmental and social externalities. For the roads, hospitals and stadia renovated or constructed on the occasion of the Africa Cup of Nations to serve its usefulness for posterity, there should be stable and sufficient funding for maintenance, building institutional and individual capabilities, and over and above all, reforming and reinforcing governance. Show me a healthy community with a healthy economy, and I will show you a community that has its infrastructure in order and understands the importance and relationship between the built and the unbuilt environment.
Tewi Lambif, technical advisor number 4 to the general manager of the CRTV editorialist.